Yes, indeed, gentlemen.
Our next case this evening is 12,098. Maltair Farms is seeking a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as an office. Under Section 115-114 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Maryland Camp Road. The 911 address is 29106 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro. The zoning district is HI1. The tax map is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 106. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and no mail returns. And specifically, the applicant was seeking the use of the office trailer for a period of 5 years.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Greg Isham, Maltair Farms, Millsboro, Delaware. It's 29292 John J. Williams Highway.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Sir, did you need a copy of the response that was submitted as part of your application?
Do I need it? Mm-hmm. I have it here. Okay. Thank you. I'll give you a little narrative about what we're proposing to do. I think you got all these documents sent in with the. And I think about 3 or 4 years ago I was in here with you guys, and we talked about a temporary office trailer, which since then we have taken that out.
Okay.
And this office trailer is going to in the same location.
Okay.
Actually hooking up to the same water line, same sewer, same electric, everything. But
okay.
It's going to be a much smaller unit, which it's like a single wide trailer type thing. It's 12 by 60, two offices, a little open area, bathroom. And the purpose for the building is for our HR department for the recruiting. Currently, the recruiting office is across the street in the main complex building. And that area, since the HR people said there's some security issues and safety issues, currently allowing people to come inside the plant area, and they're a little nervous about there might be roaming around or getting misguided inside the plant. So they want to locate this across the street. That way, when you go apply for a job, you pull up there and you meet with those people right there. You don't get lost in a little parking lot or go across this bridge. So there's some safety. That's the main thing right there. The building, I think you see, got little pictures. It looks something like that. I can't say exactly that's what it's going to be like. We haven't ordered it or anything, but we've talked with Hale, and that's what we're looking at. Like I said, again, you've got that picture there, and that was the exact same location as before. Also, this administrative building here was our old office building. And since then, we moved it about a year or so ago into our new office building. And if you ride by there today, you'll see them out there with bulldozers and all, and companies demoing that building right now, of course. So that'll be demoed down. Once that gets demoed, it'll be paved. That's going to become a parking lot. There'll be new lighting put out there. There'll be fencing put across the front there to protect people from walking across the highway and getting injured. So that's that. As you can see, it's a very large parcel. Matter of fact, there's hundreds of acres around here, but I don't think it's going to be disruptive or anything to any adjoining properties.
You got plenty of parking?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, because matter of fact, like I said, when we get knocked this down, we get done with this, we're adding about another close to 400 parking spaces over here on that side. Currently, right now, the plant, there's like 800 folks use that parking lot a day. So as the shift changes, right now, the day shift, they're parking over on this side, which is towards the beach end, and at nighttime, they're still there, and the shift changes, they end up parking all the way down here down the highway, so that'll be all cleared out. We also have the wellness center right next door. We have that there. So they have their own special parking lot for the wellness. If you go get your physicals, doctor appointments, whatever. And like I said, this building will be right next door to it. And there's currently, it's already paved there. That area is already paved. The only area I'm going to repave is where this building here is here and restripe it and also get all that corrected out with the lights for safety. Because it's kind of dark. Put new LED lighting in there, make it look nice.
So it's across from the plant.
Yes, ma'am.
Left side of it.
Yes. Yeah, the plant's on this side. And like they have to go down here, and if you see that walkway, if you normally have to park there, if you're an applicant, and you have to climb over that walkway to get over there. There is a very small parking lot on the other side, and that's the side where the Del Dot, I guess, DART bus or whatever. Mm-hmm. We have a DART bus stop that comes in there and lets employees off or whatever.
Okay.
So that we also utilize that. So that's a very small area. We allow a few people that park there for that's got some handicap issues. But other than that, that's it.
Okay.
And we get a lot of applicants. It's a lot of turnover in that business, so we have to hire a lot of people. So there's a lot of people going in there now.
All right, sir.
I think that's basically it.
All right. Well, let's see if we have any questions from members of the board, and we'll start.
No questions.
No questions. Thank you. Any questions? No questions. No questions.
Of course.
No questions. Oh, I'm sorry. Questions.
So your new administrative building isn't desired to have this?
No, sir.
Traffic.
Right.
How long will it take you to build a permanent structure?
I asked for the 5 years because I've not gotten a clear location from them, from our company, where will we want to put a permanent structure at. And okay. I haven't gotten that decision yet.
I see.
It may be right there.
Right. That's what I was thinking with your wellness center and all. It sounded like that was the ideal place.
Did you get that picture?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd take that.
Yes, sir. We did.
It's not my
dad.
Did you take that?
Be the ideal spot.
Yeah, I drew that.
Good.
That's what engineers do, you know?
Oh.
So you're requesting for 5 years?
Yeah, because I know how things go. If I said 2 years,
they'd want three.
It would be three.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And last time we got done and completed and got out of there in that allotted time.
You did good.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Shaw.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Oh, I do have one other question. In your opinion, would the request substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent or neighboring properties?
No, sir.
No other questions.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant suggests that the request would not substantially affect the uses of a neighboring and adjacent properties. We didn't hear. We did not hear testimony or opposition to the contrary. I make a motion to approve case number 12,098 for a period of 5 years.
I second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,098 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Mayor.
Aye.
Ms. McGee.
Aye.
And Mr. Mills.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,098 is approved for a period of 5 years.